WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Feeling a little heavy today? Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage that's weighing you down? Well, I'm talking about the kind of weight that isn't physical, it's emotional. We all have those moments, right? Where someone hurts us, maybe intentionally or unintentionally, and we just can't seem to let go of that anger, resentment, or bitterness. And listen, holding on to that stuff is like carrying around a bunch of extra rocks in your backpack. It makes every step harder, every climb more exhausting. It steals your energy, your joy, your ability to truly move forward. That's why today's episode is all about forgiveness, not because you're letting the other person off the hook, but because you are freeing yourself from that burden. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice forgiveness and start walking lighter. First things first. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying, okay, what you did was totally fine. No, it's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding its impact on you, and consciously choosing to release that grip of negativity. You're not forgetting or minimizing what happened, you're simply choosing not to let it define you anymore. Think about it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Forgiveness doesn't mean becoming a doormat or letting people walk all over you. It means taking back your power, reclaiming your peace of mind, and choosing to focus on healing and growth. Next up. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be days when you feel like you're making progress, and there will be days when the anger creeps back in. That's okay. Just keep reminding yourself that this is a journey, not a destination. Be gentle with yourself, practice self-care, and celebrate every step forward. Now, here's a crucial point. Forgiveness doesn't always mean reconciliation. Sometimes, the healthiest thing you can do for yourself is to create distance from someone who has hurt you deeply. This isn't about punishing them, it's about protecting your own well-being. You deserve to be surrounded by people who uplift and support you, not drag you down. Think about a time when you were really angry at someone. What did that anger do for you? Did it help you resolve the situation? Or did it just make things worse? Forgiveness doesn't mean ignoring what happened, it means choosing a different path, one that leads to healing and growth, even if that path doesn't involve reconnecting with the person who hurt you. And lastly, remember this. Forgiveness is ultimately an act of self-love. When you forgive someone, you're letting go of the pain they caused, freeing yourself from its grip, and choosing to move forward with a lighter heart. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. Picture this. You have a close friend who lets you down in a big way. They promise to be there for you, but then they bail at the last minute, leaving you feeling hurt and betrayed. You feel anger bubbling up inside you, that's totally understandable. But if you let that anger fester, it'll start to poison your relationship. Maybe you'll hold on to resentment, start picking fights, or even distance yourself from this friend altogether. But what if, instead of letting the anger win, you choose forgiveness? You acknowledge the mistake, understand how it impacted you, and have a heartfelt conversation where both of you can express your feelings. It might take time, but that act of forgiveness can lead to a deeper understanding, stronger bond, and ultimately, a more fulfilling friendship. So, the big takeaway here is this. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing to release the negativity, reclaim your power, and move forward with grace and strength. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and create space for joy and abundance in your life. Take the first step today. Think about someone you need to forgive, even if it's yourself. Write down what happened, acknowledge the hurt it caused, and then make a conscious decision to let go of the anger. You deserve to feel light, free, and empowered. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to rise high. So go out there, spread some forgiveness, love, and keep reaching for those heights. We'll catch you on the next episode of Rise High Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.